It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday. And born on this date, would have been 94 today. The greatness of Loretta Lynn. Born famously, Butcher Holler, Kentucky. I tried one time when I was living in the Carolinas to drive in that general direction. Mm-hmm. They don't really want you to be able to find them all that well. It's one of those joints. But became the trailblazer that was Loretta Lynn, first woman to be named Country Music Artist Entertainer of the Year and so much more. And we've never done this one. So her second number one hit.
1968.
Everybody, get your guard up.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Fist City, 1968. It was written in a fit of rage by Loretta while driving home to Hurricane Mills from Nashville. All sorts of great names, too, over in that area of Kentucky. It was a direct warning, a specific warning to a woman there who was pursuing her husband, Doolittle. While Loretta was away recording and touring, promising that you better lay off, or otherwise we're going to go down in a Donnybrook.
Dear.
Yeah. It's a non-threatening way to say she's going to
beat the tar out of her. Yeah, this is not going to end well, girlfriend.
Yeah. True story, too. While recording in Nashville, Loretta received news of a woman that had been pursuing her husband, Doolittle. They had a very tumultuous... If you've seen the Sissy Spacek movie about her life, you have to. It's just phenomenal in every which way. And it's pretty good and has Loretta's stamp of approval on it, too. Well, from there, obviously, they didn't have a fantastic relationship and marriage, certainly at times. So Loretta wrote a letter to the other woman, who promptly showed it to Doolittle, who then confronted Loretta, saying, "Stay out of my business."
What?
In a Tommy Lee Jones kind of way. Well, then she got in her truck, started driving, and while she was doing that, these lyrics popped up all in her head.
So, girl.
Got a song out of it, too. There you go. 75-mile drive back to her home there at the time in Hurricane Mills. No word on exactly what happened necessarily when she showed up, but nonetheless, it was one of the several songs, more than a few, that got Loretta banned from the radio there in the 60s for those controversial themes. Scandalous. Clutch That Pearls. It was her second, though, nonetheless. Number one after Don't Come Home A-Drinking with Lovin' On Your Mind the year before. Would have been 94 today. Lost her back in 22. Happy birthday, Loretta Lynn. Bless you, girl.
You've been a-making your brags around town, that you've been a-loving my man.